It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. It's a great day, and so if you're listening, thanks a lot. If you are concerned at all about your memory loss, as many of my clients are, we have some very important information you can use to take care of your brain and maintain your memory. Our co-host is Cassie Wienus. Cassie is a registered dietitian. She sees clients in our Wayzata office, our new Wayzata office, great office. And she teaches many of our nutrition classes for businesses, schools, nonprofit organizations, and she is a mom of two young children. And she really knows that brain health starts at birth, right?
Absolutely, it does. And that's why it's so important to start feeding those little brains right from day one. And speaking of those little brains, I have two very intelligent little brains listening to the radio back at home that I need to say hi to. So, hi, Riley. Hi, Marissa. You two take good naps today, and Mommy's going to be home to play when you wake up.
That's great.
Yeah, Riley especially likes to hear his name on the radio, so I had to get that one in. But like you're saying, that good nutrition starts, we could say at birth, but really starts at conception. And think about that. The state of your brain today really, to some degree, is determined by your mother's nutrition.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so think back. That's making me realize why maybe I have a few neurons that aren't connecting. No, I have a great mom. But here's another interesting fact to think about. If you have a healthy brain, 60 to 70% of that brain is made up of fats, most of which are the omega-3 fats or the fish oil type of fats that we talk about. But a lot of people eating that standard American diet, they have a lot of unhealthy fats building up their brain. And think about what you eat in a typical day, some of the listeners. Trans fats, is that still in your diet? You know, if you're eating the margarine or Crisco is a tub of trans fats, and even if you don't have that in your house, are you buying some of those baked goods at the grocery store or at the gas station? Those have those trans fats in them. And then even if you're keeping the trans fats out of your diet, you have to look at the refined oils or the damaged oils, like corn oil, soybean oil. You know, I was listening to one of my favorite 107 shows the other day on the radio, Lori and Julia, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before.
They were talking nutrition?
not necessarily good nutrition. And okay. I love those girls. But they were talking about a study that recently came out. I think they said it was in USA Today, saying that Minnesota, out of all the states, Minnesotans spend the largest percentage of their food dollar on the convenience junk foods.
Oh, okay.
And they were saying that, you know, maybe a theory why that is that we have a lot of working moms here
right.
in this state. But think about that. What are those types of foods that we're spending our dollars on? Those are the Lunchables, the Goldfish. Those types of things have damaged fats.
And let's face it, Cassie, those are not omega-3 fats that make up our brain. You know, and often, you know, bad fats are really rancid or they're oxidized, you know, because they've been subjected to high temperatures. And sometimes they're just allowed to spoil because of careless handling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a great place to find these damaged, oxidized fats is in cake mixes.
Right. And even if those cake mixes don't have oxidized fats per se, another place in those cake mixes, the powdered eggs.
Oh, yes.
Read the ingredient list, because if there's powdered eggs in there, the fat in the powdered egg has been oxidized from the heating. And even some of the organic cake mixes will have the oxidized fats or the oxidized eggs. So you really have to be a smart consumer.
So, you know, I think, Cassie, honestly, I think what happens is people are listening and saying, okay, well, cake mixes and things, you know, powdered eggs, they have oxidized fats. So So what's the problem with that? I mean, you know.
Right, right. If you don't know the problem, you're not going to fix it. Well, any of these fats cause inflammation in our brain. Not only that, they impair the blood flow. They can block the energy production within our brain cells. So, you know, really in my mind, our source of dietary fats is one of the most important nutritional decisions we make on a daily basis.
So let's talk about that just a minute again. Let's say that one more time because,
Say it again, Cassie. The source of dietary fats in your diet, in my diet, that should be the most important nutritional decision you make on a daily basis, certainly when we're talking about brain health anyway.
Exactly. And when we're talking about brain health, we're talking about how to preserve your memory. So that's so important.
Yep.
And if you are eating these trans fats or these, you know, these kind of refined oils, that again, that's not very good building block material for good memory.
Mm-mm.
You know, the very best choice of fat for your brain function is omega-3 fats found. I mean, we find those in organic egg yolks. We find it in breast milk. We find it in cold water fish, such as salmon and sardines. And omega-3 DHA fat found in breast milk, you know, what it has been found to do is for the infant, they have better IQs,
mm-hmm.
and they have better eyesight.
Right.
I mean, and that's just coming from that fat that is in breast milk. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes. And I remember one time, Dar, when I first started here saying something to you about, I don't know if I was talking about myself or my brother who is a smart guy. And, you know, we really as kids did not get many of these fish oil types of fats. And you said to me, yes, but think how smart people could be if they did. Yeah, we have a lot of smart people, but you could be even smarter.
Yes, exactly. Now, if you don't have any of this omega-3 DHA fat, then your body, it forces your brain to actually make brain cells in your brain out of inferior materials.
Right.
And
right.
You know what that is? Corn oil and soybean oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, scary, isn't it? And
that stuff is in everything. You were just going to say that, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I was.
Oh my gosh. Go to the cupboard. Look at the ingredient lists. It's in a lot of stuff. Here's some more research for listeners. There was a study just this year back in May published in the journal called Clinical Pediatrics, May 2008, it found that omega-3 DHA supplementation in healthy kids, and they did a study with four-year-olds in particular, when they supplemented omega-3 DHA with these four-year-olds, it improved their memory, it improved their cognitive functioning as well. The correlation was when they looked at the blood levels, the kids that had the higher level of DHA were the ones that were really on average, smarter. They had better listening skills, better comprehension, and a larger, more complex vocabulary.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I have a little story, Cassie, is Mark, who is the dad of Willow and Cedar and Rowan, my grandkids, he keeps saying, you know what, you guys have given those kids too much DHA. They outsmart me all the time.
Oh, those are some cute grandkids and some smart grandkids that you have. They were, if you guys didn't hear us at the state fair, we had, which one did we have on, Willow?
Willow and Cedar was on too, yes.
And Wendy, one of our coworkers, was on with us, and she said, what do you eat at Grandma's house? And Willow said, healthy stuff, just right off the top of her head. I thought that was so cute.
So, you know, what does it mean when we're talking about DHA and these research studies, and if you look at it from a practical point of view, children that have sufficient DHA, that's an omega-3, in their brain, they are actually smarter.
Mm-hmm.
They're more verbal.
Yep.
They have better fine and motor and gross motor skills. And honestly, they have better personalities and they're more stable. So,
right.
You know, breastfed babies usually receive more DHA than non-breastfed babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all nutritionists and nutrition educators that work at our office, they actually supplement themselves and their children with DHA. Plus, they eat organic eggs all the time. And so we have a staff of kids that have, I mean, they're the mothers and the staff and their kids they're just so bright and they're so social and verbal
kids.
They're really neat to see.
Yep. Yeah, and at our house, we do eggs every day. If it's not for breakfast, it's for lunch or supper, you know, and they are the organic eggs. And both my one-year-old and my almost three-year-old just gobble those up. They are very tasty. And then the way that I choose to get the DHA in supplement form into my kids and myself is cod liver oil. And I remember the first day I told my mom that I was taking cod liver oil, and she had to take it as a kid and just remembers it being an awful experience. But the cod liver today is much better, cod liver oil. It's been deodorized, and ours at the office has a nice lemon flavor, so my kids actually enjoy taking it.
You know, I think one of the things is another kind of piece of information as a parent. If you're giving your kids a couple of eggs in the morning for breakfast, and you're doing the eggs that have been running around outside, the chickens have been running around, not the eggs, but the chickens that have been running around outside, and they've been eating grass and worms and things like that, and that's where they get the DHA, that each one of those egg yolks would have about 100 milligrams of DHA in it, which really is a good supply of good DHA for the brain for that child.
Yep. So it doesn't always have to be fish. A lot of people think of the omega-3s and they immediately think fish. If your kid isn't that into fish, or maybe you're not, egg yolks.
Yes, exactly.
Great source. Right. And we've talked about the research. We know from the research and we know from Mother Nature that those omega-3s, especially the DHA component, is really beneficial for those kids. But let's stop talking about the kids for a moment and switch our gears here. What about adults? How does omega-3 DHA affect dementia and Alzheimer's disease? Because really, when we're talking about memory, dementia, Alzheimer's, that's kind of the most extreme deficiency of memory.
It is, yes. So many studies have found that the consumption of omega-3, and especially omega-3 DHA, was associated with significant reduction in the incidence of Alzheimer's. So it protects your brain against Alzheimer's disease.
So the omega-3 DHA, it's not just good for the baby's brains is what we're saying, or the kids' brains. It helps to prevent Alzheimer's. So really, it's good for all of us at any age.
So as if you're listening today, you just kind of stop and think, how many times per week do you consume omega-3 fatty acids? You know, do you consume it in the form of sardines or wild-caught salmon or eggs from free-range chickens? And then just step back and think, I wonder how much my great-grandmother from Norway, if you had a great-grandmother from Norway,
right,
how much was she eating? She knowed, you know, my guess is that she ate fish at least once a day, if not twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other question you have to ask yourself, did she eat any refined oils?
Probably not, because
there weren't any refined oils or trans fats. It kind of makes sense, because we hear this often, that, you know, you hear about these older, especially older women or older gentlemen that are in their 90s, and one of the ways they describe them, and they'll say, you know, they're sharp as a tack. Well, these are the people that grew up on omega-3 fatty acids and no trans fats and no refined oils. And, you know, some of us, younger than 90 at least, maybe some of those people are having a hard time just even remembering your friend's name sometimes. I mean, we were trying to pull out a hospital name this morning, and we finally did, but, you know, sometimes it's you say, that's amazing.
Where'd that memory recall go, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, we're going to talk more about this, so stay tuned. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We know that a lack of omega-3 fats is linked to memory loss, but we also know diabetes and high blood sugars are linked to memory loss. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about that more when we come back. And if you didn't know it already, smoking increases your risk for memory loss. The good news is, if you just stop smoking, your risk will decrease. Just one more reason to finally give up those cigarettes. Stay tuned, and if you have any questions, call us today at 651-641-1071.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and I am here with Cassie Wienus, licensed dietitian, and we're discussing the role nutrition plays in maintaining your memory. You know, we understand that one of the best sources of omega-3 DHA fat is breast milk, which supports memory in infants. But did you realize that the American Institute for Cancer Research, and I just discovered this. This was just, I was at a nutrition conference last week, and so I went to their presentation, the American Institute for Cancer Research, and they found that breastfeeding protects both mother and babies against cancer. So isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So well, we have callers?
We have callers. Let's take... situated here. We have Rita on the line. Hi, Rita.
Hi. I just had a couple questions about omega-3 PEP and DHEA.
DHA.
DHA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said, I kind of am confused about a lot of different places will sell those capsules, and some I've read are not, well, they're inferior to others, and I don't know how to tell which ones are which. And so what would you recommend? Do you sell that from Nutrition, Weight, and Wellness?
We do, and we always carry things that are, we call them pharmaceutical grade. These are companies that have been tested not once, not twice, but three times by independent testers or assayers or
auditors,
whatever. Yeah. You know, what they do is they come in and test to make sure that the quality is good. It says it has the amount that they say on the bottle, and they're from good raw materials. Uh-huh. So that, you know, how do you know when you go into, say, Walmart or Target? Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know.
You have no idea unless they're labeled somewhere. And they sometimes do have, in a retail store like that, sometimes they do say GMP, good manufactured product process.
Good manufacturing process.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes those are labeled, and then you know that they have at least been tested twice by the company and by an outside vendor or tester, basically, I guess is what I'm looking for is the word.
Mm.
So that's kind of how you know. Now, when you're looking at, I mean, that's kind of like fish oil that you know, that's what you're kind of talking about.
Yeah.
I assume. Yeah. And so there's different, and then you look at also, you look at the bottle, and there's some that are very strong. They have a lot of the EPA, DHA in them, and some of them are fairly weak. And
yeah.
So either is okay. You just have to take more of the ones that are not very strong.
And something that we sell at our office, and I honestly haven't seen it much around other places. I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but we sell just pure DHA, which is, when I think of fish oil, there's the two components, EPA and DHA. DHA has everything to do with the brain health.
Oh.
So that's something, too, that, you know, at our office, you could get that in pure form.
And where is your office? I live in Wayzata, but I don't know.
Oh, you know, we just moved our office. We're in, do you know, in Wayzata, the home center, do you know where that is on Wayzata Boulevard? You know that?
Yeah, that across from Wands?
Right. So we've just relocated in there because we have a large classroom there now.
Oh.
And we actually have someone there.
Rooms and yeah.
Yeah, we actually have someone there today.
Okay.
And Cassie usually is there seeing clients on Saturday, but today she's here.
Today I'm on the radio.
Well, thank you. One last question. Do you sell bottles of cod liver oil that have DHA in them?
Well, it has, any cod liver oil is going to have, because it's from a fish, it's going to have both EPA and DHA in it. And so, yes, we have good tasting cod liver oil.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I'll be over there this week sometime.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the question.
Bye-bye. So, should we take another caller?
Let's do that. We have Sarah on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I know you've been talking about, you know, eggs and everything like that, and that's good for you. And it's supposed to be, like, organic. But I can't afford to always buy organic. And are you saying, like, regular eggs you can pick up from, like, Cub or Walmart or whatever, those are just as good?
Well, they are, but they're not. You know what? They are good for protein. And they're good protein. But as far as getting that omega-3 fat in them, they don't. Because what they've fed those chickens would be corn, soybean, and oats. And they do not produce the omega-3 DHA fat in the egg yolk.
They don't.
No, yeah, they don't.
No.
So if you're looking for brain support, they're not as good. So what I do, because they're more costly, I try to go like to the farmer's market where I can buy them a little less expensive.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, we know, I mean, you know, the price of eggs, the price of everything has gone up. But, you know, that is like an egg is really inexpensive protein when you look at it.
It is. When you divide it out per egg, I know, you know, we struggle with that, too, because our food dollar, we're on a limited budget. But
yeah,
eggs is one place I choose to spend my organic dollar because, again, when you divide it out per egg, that's a lot of nutrition you're getting in that yolk for under a buck.
So, for like the cholesterol part of it too, because I know you say you feed your kids eggs every day and everything.
Right, and that
and they're organic, but if you buy the regular ones, is the cholesterol higher? Is it worth cholesterol?
Well, it in a sense it is, because you know when you're putting that omega 3, half of that egg yolk is omega 3. When you're using the grass fed organic kind of egg, and there is a different. It's different. It's a different egg.
I would not feed my kids eggs every day if they weren't organic grass fed. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You know,
it's
better. But then again, Cassie, look at it. It's better than feeding them cereal.
Well,
so, you know, and again, that's still a better, you know, it's better to buy that eggs for your kids and feed them that than it is to buy them box cereal.
Absolutely. That I would agree with.
So,
yes.
You know, you got to be able to do what you can do, too. So it's better to buy cub eggs and do that than to buy something more processed.
But do check out the co-ops. I was just sharing with Dar before the radio show started that at the co-ops, I can get my organic eggs at a reasonable price. When I get caught at Super Target and have to purchase them, they are, and I don't want to bash Super Target, but the organic eggs there at some of the larger stores are a lot more expensive than the co-ops.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I mean, but we appreciate your call because I think a lot of other people have these same questions right now with the cost of food going up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had kind of one more off the topic question too, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right.
There was something on the news the other day about like glucosamine for like joints and everything, and they were saying that that's really hasn't shown to have any difference.
Oh, I think that's
I was kind of wondering what you had thought about it. There was a study done, and they had this just on the news, I think, last week or the week before.
I think there's many, many, many studies that have been done that shows that for many people, it regenerates cartilage. Now,
right.
Some people have joint pain, and they don't have a cartilage problem. So then it is not going to work for those people. But if you've worn down your cartilage, it regenerates. Not for everyone. It works for about 80% of the population, but certainly not for everyone. So again, you know, everyone's biochemistry is different. So you know, I always say, let's try it for a month or two and see how you feel. If you can tell a difference, then stay with it. If it doesn't seem to make a difference, let's not spend the money.
It's not going to work for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, thanks for the call. Those are great questions.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Enjoy that weather. We're going to need to take another break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We are a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. If you are wondering what therapeutic nutrition is and wondering if it would help your health issues, Dar and I and all the nutritionists at our office, we truly believe that nutrition can be the answer to your health problems. When we see somebody initially, it's about a two-hour consult, and we really take a look at your health history, we establish your health goals, and we develop a plan tailor-made to you to achieve your goals. Each plan is very personalized. It's based on on the particular client's needs. We listen, we educate, and then we make that plan. So if you think you could benefit from us, do give us a call at our office. The St. Paul office is 651-699-3438. If you have questions for us here on the radio show, 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with Kathy Wienis, licensed dietitian, and we're discussing how nutrition supports your memory. And I'm really pleased to announce that next Thursday morning, I will be presenting to educators at Education Minnesota Conference. It used to be, though, when I was teaching, it was called the MEA, but now it's a different title, Education Minnesota Conference. And if you're a teacher or other school staff, you know, I really invite you to attend my talk on the food-mood connection. And I've actually been practicing a little bit to make sure I say it all right. So, you know, as a past teacher, I really promise you a fun and lively, informative presentation because I think it's important.
That's your favorite class to teach, isn't it?
It is my favorite
class. Yeah, so that'll be a good one. We're going to take a couple callers in just a minute, but first want to get back just a little bit to the topic at hand here. We left off talking about how your great-grandmother probably was much healthier than today's generation with the fish oil and not as many damaged fats. So really, for all of you listeners, to prevent memory loss, a good plan would be to put a big X on any and all trans fats and refined oils. So read your labels. No more partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils in those ingredient lists, and no more refined oils. That's the soybean oil, the corn oil, even the processed canola oil. It's much better to stick to the butter, the olive oil. Nuts are another healthy fat, avocados. These things will nourish your brain, and you'll be on a healthy fat diet.
You know, I believe to maintain memory, we need to make sure we have sufficient omega-3 fats. You know, that means eating cold water fish daily or taking 2 to 4 omega-3 supplements daily. You know, in a study tracking omega-3 DHA levels in 1,200 elderly Americans, and I probably be in that category, for 10 years, Alzheimer's disease was 67% more likely to develop in individuals with low levels of DHA in the brain. Now, think about that. That means that those people were not eating fish, or they were not taking a supplement, or they were not eating organic eggs. I mean, they had no good brain fat.
And that's a lot of Americans. It kind of starts making sense why we're seeing Alzheimer's on the rise.
As an epidemic, actually, yes.
There's another study we were looking at, and this was done with some Chicago residents, 815 Chicago residents who were 65 years of age or older. They looked at this group of people, and the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease over a period of 4 years was 60% less for all of those who ate fish at least once a week versus those who rarely or never ate fish.
And isn't once a week? So
I can all do that.
Yes. I personally take 4 soft gel omega-3 supplements daily, 2 in the morning, 2 at night.
Yep.
You know, and I'm really working on trying to have a serving of salmon or some other cold water fish at least 4 or 5 times a week. And I'm doing it more at lunchtime now. You know, to me, this is just for me, is that my brain and my heart function are the two areas that I want to protect the most.
And you need those healthy fats for both.
And I would think everybody is probably, must be just like me. You want to protect your brain. So, Cassie, should we take a caller or two?
Yep. Let's go with Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I've learned so much over the years. I wanted to say I'm pregnant, and I am taking DHA, EFA. I've noticed a significant improvement in my mood as well, which is something I don't think you've touched on yet. But my question is this. I'm wondering if you can take your dose all at one time during the day. Should you break it up? Is it like calcium where the body can only absorb so much at one time? And should you take it with food, or does it not matter? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, great. Great question, Stacey. I think for most benefits, you should take it a couple of times a day. So break it up and take it with food. That's the best way to do any kind of fatty acid you take with food if you possibly can. Because otherwise, especially if you're pregnant, sometimes those might be a little hard to digest and you might have a little nausea with them. But otherwise, it's not going to be harmful to take it on an empty stomach. But I think it gets absorbed a little bit better with food. So,
great question. Should we take another one?
Sure.
We have Sandy. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I have a question in regards to the EFAs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is a personal problem or a general problem. Do you know if people, I experience lots of gas.
Okay, sure. I understand that. first of all, make sure that you are taking it with food. But there are a few people that don't have quite enough hydrochloric acid in their digestive tract. And that could be, you know, sometimes when people, we normally make hydrochloric acid when we eat protein. So sometimes people haven't been eating enough protein for a period of time, or some people just don't make as much hydrochloric acid.
I don't think the protein thing would be, I think I eat plenty of protein. It's not too much.
So you might, and I have this happen for a few clients for, you know, just for maybe a month. You take a supplement that's a digestive enzyme with hydrochloric acid. It'll say HCl on it, and just take it when you take your fish oil. And I think you'll start digesting your fish oils great then.
And you say take that for a month?
Yeah. Just do it a month, and then usually your system will handle the fish oil without any gas.
Is there any, 60 milligrams or that
Yeah, I'd never go over between 100 and 200 milligrams of hydrochloric acid, and not any higher than that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Great question.
Thank you for the question. And unfortunately, we have to go to break again. If you have a question, hang on the line. We'll get to those when we come back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We're a company specializing in life-changing nutrition education. And before we break, I do want to tell you about a couple of upcoming classes. On Monday night, October 13th, we have one of our most popular classes called Jumpstart Your Metabolism, being taught at the White Bear Lake office.
And Wendy Kate Stancer, who is on the show often,
yes,
is a teacher, and she is fun.
Wonderful and so knowledgeable. And then next Thursday morning, 10 a.m. to noon, we'll be at the Minnetonka Learning...
No, the Winnetka.
Winnetka.
Yep.
I looked at that and thought it must be a typing...
Nope,
typo.
That's a new
Thank
hope.
You. That's why we're a team, right?
Yes, that's right.
Winnetka Learning Center. And that one, we're going to be teaching food solutions for osteoporosis. That's one of our newer classes. For either of these, you can go online to register. Am I right on that, Dar?
Exactly.
And that's www.weightandwellness, all one word, .com. Or you can call us at 651-699-3438. We're going to give out some good bone-building recipes in that osteoporosis class, too. And then if you have questions for us today on the show, call 651-641-1071.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, we're discussing the role nutrition plays in preventing memory loss. Many women, when they come in, they complain of memory loss at menopause time. Is it a symptom of low hormone, or is it a symptom of poor food choices and lack of sleep?
Mm-hmm.
So, this past week on Monday in the Star and Tribune, Sarah Moran wrote a wonderful article about how to stay healthy through menopause, including nutrition to support memory and nutrition for sleep and how to avoid hot flashes and weight gain during menopause. Now, if you want to read this article, you can go to our, maybe you can find the paper. I mean, you know, maybe you haven't thrown
out
Mondays.
Yeah.
Or you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and click on radio show, and the link to the Star and Tribune will be there, and you can pull it up. Or if you can't do that, you can just call our office, and Amanda will send it out for you. It's our office number is 651-699-3438. And, I just wanted to let people know that we actually have a class on perimenopause and menopause coming up at our Wayzata location on Saturday morning, November 1st. So if you want more information about that, we have it for you. But it was a great article.
Yes,
very,
it was. I
she
thought
did
it was
a
very
wonderful,
well written.
Mm-hmm. Very wonderful job.
Yep. Yep. Well, we do have some more callers on the line, but we're going to talk a little bit about blood sugars before we try to get to those callers. And I just want to say right up front, in case I forget later, if we don't get to your call today, you can call our St. Paul office. We do have a nutritionist staff there today, and she'd be more than happy to answer your questions.
Yep. And Anna is available to talk to you, so just give her a call.
Yep. So 651-699-3438 is our St. Paul office. But let's switch gears a little bit here from talking about fats to sugar. There's research out, pretty recent research, showing the link between diabetes, poor blood sugar control, and reduced memory function.
And really, this is a very important issue today. We have an epidemic of type 2 diabetes, and we know type 2 diabetes is a result of people eating too many processed carbs and sugar for too long of a time. That's basically what causes it.
Exactly. That is the simple truth. And people with type 2 diabetes have a higher than average risk of memory loss as they age.
So a normal fasting glucose reading should be under 100. Actually, it should be about 95 or lower. So if your fasting blood sugars are 120, 140, 160, 180, 200, 220.
We see that in the office,
don't
we?
We do. 300, you know, you're doing damage to your brain. That's the bottom line.
Right.
So if you have ever walked into a memory loss unit and stepped back and make the nutrition connection to your brain and memory, then I believe cutting out cookies or cutting out the soda or reducing the cereal or cutting it out, get rid of the popcorn or the fast food or the pizza, it'll be much easier when you start to connect the dots.
Yep.
You actually put yourself in charge of your brain function and your memory. The bottom line, the tighter the blood sugar control improves memory. Blood sugar controls improves memory. I've said it twice. Blood sugar control improves memory. Blood sugar control starts with what you are putting in your mouth.
Right. It can be that simple.
I wish my brother was listening to this. I'm going to make a copy and send it to him.
Do it.
Blood sugar control starts with what you're putting in your mouth.
Well, and in today's world, I just think you have to make such a conscious effort because we're bombarded by these convenience processed foods and they turn into sugar. And a little lesson on blood sugar and what foods increase your blood sugars. First of all, juice. I see a lot of kids in this mom's club that I'm in drinking a lot of juice. 10 teaspoons of sugar in just one small 8-ounce glass of juice. That's the same amount of sugar as there is in a glass of Coca-Cola. So, you know, what is worse there? I don't know. Cereal, a cup of most cereals, one cup, that's not very much, has about 10 teaspoons of sugar.
So that's why the eggs are so much better for you than the cereal.
Even, like you said, if they're just the regular store-bought, still would be better than the cereal. A bowl of cream of tomato soup, even that is a lot of sugar, about 10 teaspoons. And truly, we shouldn't consume more than 10 teaspoons of sugar in a full day. And the source of that sugar ideally should be from vegetables, especially if you have blood sugar problems. Remember, again, like we're saying, high blood sugar leads to memory problems. Well, let's take a call. Oh, yeah, I think we have time for one caller. Should we try it?
Okay, sounds great to me.
Pamela, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
I think we have time for one caller. Should we try?
Pamela, turn your radio off.
Okay.
Pamela, we have time for one quick question, and thank you for holding.
Okay. Can I go ahead?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay. I raise a 9-month-old grandson I help, and two quick questions. They almost didn't let me leave the doctor's office without a flu shot for him. I did not do it yet. And the other one is... we did get a little bit of breast milk when he was born from the mother until she dried up, and he's on formula. Can I supplement him with a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil and a fourth a teaspoon good enough? Should I do it every day, every other day?
Well, actually, you should be supplementing with DHA, straight DHA, and for infants, it does come in a liquid form. We have it at our office. It comes from the algae that the fish eat. So it does match up with the brain, and it does match up with the breast milk. So it should be that form. That's ideal form. And so they actually have a little dropper in there, and they have it all pre-measured for you so that you know exactly what to use.
Okay.
So that would be the best. So I think, Cassie, do we have to take a break?
We have to take a break. Thank you for the call. And just remember, in terms of the flu shot, that is your decision, not the doctor's. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And we shouldn't end this discussion about memory without talking about a supplement that we've had amazing results in with people in terms of restoring word recall and the ability to retain information. This supplement is called Brain Vibrance. When we come back from break, if we get a chance, Dar is going to share her experience with that product. So stay tuned.
Between black and white,
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Great song, I think. I found a supplement that really has helped my memory. You know, mainly word recall and not mixing up my words. Mm-hmm. You know, saying the wrong word when you meet a different word, and if it's ever happened to you, then you know what I'm talking about. And I found this supplement. It's called Brain Vibrance, and it contains some interesting things. It contains something that's called phosphatidylserine, and it contains phosphatidylcholine. Choline we find in egg yolk. And acetyl L-carnitine. Now, what are all these things? Well, some of them are called phospholipids, and that's a liquid that your memory sites in your brain kind of float in. They're kind of like a fat liquid, and they're really neat, and they can get depleted. They get depleted as we age, and they get depleted with stress. And previously, we used to eat brain and organ meat to replenish those phospholipids. So we had a way of putting it back into our brain. But honestly, Cassie, have you eaten organ meat lately?
No, you know, my dad grew up eating quite a bit of liver, but
So did my parents.
Yeah, we just
And actually,
don't.
They ate brain at, you know, on the farm, sure, but we never do. And so most of us, again, we don't eat organ meat, and very few, but there are a few people that do eat brain, so.
It's great.
So we become, actually, our brain becomes depleted. And I found after the second day of taking Brain Vibrance, my word recall was better. Mm-hmm. It was like my brain turned on. And I always take my supplement before I do the show, my Brain Vibrance, because it kind of turns on my memory. And I feel better because my words come better.
Things are clicking.
Yep. So, you know, this is the only product, and I've tried a lot of different ones, that has really, truly worked for my memory. I have to tell you, it is expensive. Yeah. It is expensive. But to me, it's worth every penny that I spend on it because it keeps my brain working. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions, I sat down with Amanda this morning and we talked about the product. So if people have questions about it, they can call our office. And again, it's 651-699-3438. Mm-hmm. If people have questions about it, and you know, I always say, you know, try something for a month and see if you don't feel better. If it doesn't work, well, then it's not going to be beneficial. But one of the things that I've noticed is once people start taking it,
they keep coming back for it, stop.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Because I believe it is so important to keep your memory.
Oh.
And it's like you have to.
What a scary thing to lose.
Yes. And so if you're a person that's running higher blood sugars, then come in and have a consultation or come to one of our classes. Mm-hmm. Get your blood sugars under control. It is food. It's what you're putting in your mouth.
And a lot of people just don't know. You know, we have a lot of intelligent people that come in through our office.
Oh,
but sometimes
many.
When you sit down and talk about what foods turn into sugar, there's a lot of aha moments for these people. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about it every day. It's common sense to us. But not everybody understands the whole realm of what we mean when we say high sugar foods.
I know it. And so they
education is key.
Yeah. They don't realize that when they're pouring that 2 cups of cereal that
the
they're getting 22 teaspoons of sugar in that and things like that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, remember, you know, food can be a problem, and it is for some people, or it definitely can be the solution.
Absolutely.
Great show today. Thanks, Cassie.
Yes. Thanks to the listeners for tuning in.
Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba da ba ba da ba 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 da 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 da